Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, November 30th, 2012. Black Friday is behind us. Christmas is ahead of us. And there's a lot of movies coming out, but not many good ones this week. Last week, on the other hand, the box office was particularly jumpy. Or good, I guess. Number one at the box office was The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 with $43.6 million. Skyfall, the new James Bond movie, had $35.5 million. Lincoln had $25.7 million. Rise of the Guardians from DreamWorks was number 4 at $23.8 million, and Life of Pi rounded out the top 5 with $22.5 million. New this week, Killing Them Softly, The Collection, Dragon, Universal Soldier, Day of Reckoning, and other movies you'll no doubt be ignoring. In the news, last week we heard a couple of dudes were writing episodes 8 and 9 for Star Wars. Now the rumor is that they might be working on spin-offs instead of the direct sequels. So you get a tangent movie, which people are already saying means Boba Fett will get a movie, but who the heck knows? Doesn't sound like a terrible idea. Clone Wars just finished up a really cool Young Jedi storyline. If you didn't watch it, it might be streaming still. It was neat. The animation was good. The characters were fun. It felt like an actual Star Wars cartoon instead of what the last two episodes have been. Starting tomorrow, we're going to see a little frog voiced like Walter Matthau leading a bunch of astromech droids, including R2-D2, against General Grievous. And what I'm told is right, a Republic Commando shows up later in the storyline. So that should be really fun. How come the show's not getting higher ratings? Did you know there was a How to Train Your Dragon spinoff cartoon? I had no idea. Cartoon Network airs it. It's called Dragons, Riders of Burke, and has a bunch, but not all, of the cast from the movie on it. No Craig Ferguson, so why bother? He's too busy trying to teach his horse Japanese, anyway. CBS ordered a straight-to-series adaptation of Stephen King's Under the Dome, and it'll be produced by Steven Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment. Seth MacFarlane confirmed he'll be doing a guest voice on season 25 of The Simpsons. The Hobbit had its premiere in New Zealand, and the worst buzz so far is that the top half's a little slow, and the whole thing is generally awesome. That sounds good. The Colbert Report will be announcing, or rather has announced, it'll be doing a theme week of guests, including Ian McKellen, Martin Freeman, Peter Jackson, and Andy Serkis, starting next week. Joss Whedon's film Much Ado About Nothing, which I believe was shot alongside Avengers, is actually getting a release date. It'll be coming out in June 2013, unless somebody changes something. On sale at Entertainment Earth! We have many sales at sale.entertainmentearth.com right now. Cyber Week runs through Tuesday night. We got a lot of good deals, including some returning previous sale items, but there aren't very many left, so go to sale.entertainmentearth.com and get those. Lego sale, buy one, get one 30% off. Doll sale, buy one, get one 50% off. Free shipping on in-stock orders of $69 or more, and other exciting offers can be yours at sale.entertainmentearth.com right now. In the toy news, Slug Zombie Series 4 has arrived. The 12 packs, anyway. Three Stooges-inspired fun and other releases are in this line. We've got the 12-pack in stock for a cheap $10.99, and it's in stock as of my reading this. They're like muscle figures from the 1980s, but they're green and they're zombies, so I got a mess of them on my desk. I recommend them. They're really cool. Ted plush. We got a few more, and they went to pre-orders. The talking foul-mouthed teddy bear has been one of our hot sellers this year, and they always ship out first come, first served. If you want one, I highly recommend putting in a pre-order if you haven't already, because people who put in a pre-order a month or so ago are going to get theirs before people who put in their orders today. More are due soon. The updated estimated time of arrival will be on our webpage. It's been changing a little bit, so I do recommend getting it if you seriously want to get one at some point in the next 6 months. A pre-order is really a good idea, just because in order for it to be in stock, we have to fill all of our back orders, and we've got a lot of back orders, and we get more every day. So go ahead and order one. What else do we have? Oh, other new pre-orders. Marvel Legends Way 4 from Hasbro. You can get Captain America, Hyperion, Protector, Archangel, Red She-Hulk, X-Force Wolverine, and others. We have many cases on order, but you might want to order yours now. Just, you know, it's good to get in line, first come, first serve on these things. Marvel Legends are really hot. Star Wars vintage figures, Marvel Legends, and Ted. These are all good things to get for people as gifts, I have to say, because who wouldn't like them? We also added a Predator 25th Anniversary Series 8 action figure set. There are two versions of Dutch, Arnold, plus a new version of the original Predator with enhanced deco and articulation. You really ought to order this one. I'm probably going to order this one. There's also a new Portal figure. We'll talk about that on the video game podcast. But that's basically it for this week. We're adding new stuff every day, new Hasbro items. There's new Furby colors going up. It's just a lot of stuff, and it's hard to keep up with all this stuff, I got to be honest with you. So check those out at entertainmentearth.com today. Follow us on Twitter for more, twitter.com/endearth. If you like the podcast, I hope you subscribe on iTunes. You can tell a friend about it if you want. If you got nothing else going on, it'd be fun to do. Just saying. I'd do it for you. If you had a podcast and I listened to it, and I'd be like, hey, you should check this out. Just a thought. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Don't forget sale.entertainmentearth.com for all your Sale Entertainment Earth needs. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. If there's somewhere else you'd like us to be, let us know, and we'll invade your space there too. Thanks for listening. I'm Adam Paulus signing off. See you next time on the increasingly drawn out Entertainment Earth podcast.